Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds only Nishmas Ayin Be'akav Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Taf Kuf Yud. Tomorrow, in the end of Amud Beis, we have the Mishnah that starts speaking about the Isser that's called Bal Tolin, that one should not delay paying a worker. You should pay him the same day. If he finished in the day, he should pay the night after. He should finish in the night, he should pay the day after. And we can learn throughout the next Daf some of the details they have to do with the delaying of a schar socher. So one question that several svarim speak about is, we know that schar mitzvahs be'ay al maliko. Person does mitzvahs in this world, but he doesn't get paid until the next world. What about the issur bal tolin? What about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delaying to pay for the worker? And it's brought down in the Sefer Bechor Shor and Yevom Estav Tzadik Vovom Beis. He points out the question that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So we have a din, B'yayim Metin in Tzchor, you have to pay right away. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting to pay the reward on the work in Olam Hazeh? So many of the Mefarshim speak about, we'll mention just a few of them. The Maharal and Derech Chaim, on Avos Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, the end of Perek Beis, he brings this question and he adds the explanation. What is the reason that we have a din, they have to pay immediately, specifically by a worker and not by anything else? Someone who sells something, there's no chiyuv to pay that same day. So he explains that the result of a schar sochir is that a person worked very hard in order to reach their result of the payment. He did a lot of amal to reach the menucha that comes from that pe'ula. This is the po'al yoytze. This is the result of his work. He works, they make money. So you need to give him that result as soon as he finishes. Because he finishes his work, comes directly to the rest, comes directly to the menucha. Other payments are different. If you have a payment on a house, it's not a result of pe'ula that was done in order to get that money. So we have a special din, they have to pay for schar socher. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that, says the Maharal. Answers the Maharal, that we have a din, that if the Baal HaBayis says, I'm going to pay you, but I'm going to pay you for the new grain that comes later, then he could do that. If they agreed that the payment is not going to be paid from what's available right now, but he's waiting for specific something to be available later, so then he could delay it. Says the Maharal, that's what the Mishnah over there says. What is the schar mitzvah? Schar mitzvah is not in this world. You don't have the product to give a schar mitzvah in this world. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for Olam Haba to wait for the time that there will be the product that with that you could pay the schar. But another famous answer is brought down in the Bechor Shor and the Yevamos over there at the Tzakevom Ud Beis, and many of the Sfarim mention it, is that we're learning in this daf, the Gemara concludes the daf by saying that if someone sends a shliach to hire the worker, then there's no problem about tolling. So says the Bechor Shor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore there's no Baal Tolim. The hiring of the worker, so to speak, came through Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore there's no issue about tolling because you have someone in the middle. So brings the Chidah and the Sefer Yosef Tehilos and Tehillim Perek Kuf Yutes Pasuk Ayin Beis. And so it's brought down the Sefer Chavos Yoyer HaChodosh, that even though we have the rule that Tzchar Mitzvah Behai Al Moleko, but in the midst of Anoichi Hashem Elokecho Ve'lo Yelecho Eloi Mechim Al Ponai, that we do get the reward in this world. And that's what's brought down, that B'schar of Imuno, Tzchar of Imuno you do get in this world. Explains the Chidah why. Because which mitzvahs we got from Moshe Rabbeinu? As the Gemara in Makkos tells us, Taf Reish Yud Aleph Mitzvahs, 611 mitzvahs we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, but two mitzvahs we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Anoichi lo yelecho. And if the only reason that we don't get a reward in this world is because it came through Moshe Rabbeinu, but came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should get reward in this world. So that's why on Imuno, which is Anoichi lo yelecho, we do get reward in this world. And with that, the Chidah explains the Pasuk, Toiv li Torah Spicho. Torah Spicho refers to the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in his own words, Anoich v'lo yelecho, do we heard him yipicho? Ma'alfezov v'chesed, more than all money in the world. Because we get the reward in this world. So it's more than all any other thing that we have in this world. And the Chidah in the Sefer Kikar lo Eden, Simen Zayin, Oyuz Chov Zayin, He goes on to say several answers on this question. Why we don't have Baal Tolin in Tzchar Mitzvahs? So he brings the first answer that came through Moshe Rabbeinu through a Shliach. He brings another answer that we don't really deserve any reward. Because Baruch Hu is giving us life in this world and that's worth everything that we have. We don't deserve anything else. And another answer is that Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, as we'll see later in the Sugya, that a person who's working on a vessel that becomes his. So when a person does Torah and Mitzvahs, he's Koine, the Kli, he's Koine himself, and therefore he is not supposed to get payment right away. And the fourth answer is that we are Avodim, HaMishavshim Sarav, we're slaves. So we don't really deserve to get a reward, similar to the second answer. It goes on to say that the whole beginning of Maseches Avos includes all these four answers. The first answer that we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the beginning of Maseches Avos. Moshe kibul Torah Mesinai. And then it says, Gimel Dvarim Oilam Oimed, where the world is standing on, that's already a reward. And then out you kevod misham shesarav nalekabel pras, you don't really deserve a reward. And the Yemra Shamayim Aleichem, that's Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, you're Koine Yerushamayim through your Pe'ula. So all the answers the Chido mentioned are all merumas in the beginning of Maseches Avos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.